not even when its job of fighting off a cold or flu is done. It is always hyped up in full fighting mode, so much so that the immune system begins attacking itself, causing inflammation from the intestines to the brain. This constant internal fire is thought by medical experts to cause some of the odd autistic behaviors. After studying the research and discussing it with her doctor, Judy decided to try a controversial and counterintuitive therapy of introducing porcine whipworms, a tiny worm commonly found in pigs, into her son's intestine. Before you retch at the thought, hear the science. For millions of years, humans lived symbiotically with parasites in our intestines. These parasites have been stamped out in most parts of the Western world because in some circumstances they cause anemia and protein deficiency. But researchers have now discovered that in areas of Africa and Asia where the worms still live within the population, there are virtually no cases of asthma, allergies, and other inflammatory disorders. Autism is also unknown there. Scientists believe these worms help regulate the immune system to protect against these conditions. Leaping forward, some doctors are now researching and treating patients with these good parasites for conditions such as Crohn's disease, colitis, multiple sclerosis, asthma, allergies, and, drumroll please, autism. Relentless Judy found a way to get the pig whipworms from a German company that imported them from Thailand. The worms worked wonders for Alex, but replacing them every 2 weeks was prohibitively expensive. So Judy struck out to find an affordable alternative. She did additional research and found that hookworms can survive in the human body for decades and produce many of the same benefits. Unfortunately, hookworms are not available in the United States, but that didn't stop Judy. She flew across the country with her parents, two sons, and family physician, and drove in the middle of the night to Tijuana, Mexico, to get these worms for her family. The drug wars were raging, and they heard gunfire in the distance as they tried to find their destination. Just as they were about to turn back for San Diego, Judy saw the hotel's neon sign. 8 weeks after adding the hookworms, Alex demonstrated his first academic skill ever. Despite the best efforts of a decade of special education, Alex had never been able to identify a shape or a letter. On that beautiful morning, his teacher came downstairs and showed Judy a piece of paper with nouns written in one column.